Okay, we're going to keep this ball rolling. The next person who's presenting is Tom Thalen, and he's going to tell us all about Curcio, which is, as far as I understand it, because I wrote an article about Curcio for Faith Magazine, it's like Kairos for grown-ups, so it sounds very appealing. Okay.
Good morning. As Mary Beth said, my name is Tom Thalen. I lived my Curcio in 1998 and have been on several teams since that time. Curcio is a Spanish term meaning short course. The full name of our movement is Curcio de Cristianidad, translation, a short course in Christianity. The movement was originated in Spain, and weekends are now held in many languages, and we have had English-speaking Curcios in the Lansing Diocese since 1962. As laity, we have a mission to impact our society. We are called to be apostles, disciples of Christ, to bring Christ to our environment by telling people about him. We believe it will be much easier for us to do this if we are in groups of like-minded individuals rather than trying to do it alone. We are meant to continue Christ's work to be apostolic followers of Christ, bringing the good news of the Gospels to our societies. Prayer is an integral part of our weekend encounters. Daily Mass, meditations, and rosaries are major activities for our weekends. Opportunities are also available for reconciliation and visits to the Blessed Sacrament. The Curcio is a three-day weekend made up of 10 talks by lay people and 5 talks by our spiritual director. The first day, the focus is on self. We come away with a better understanding of ourselves. We discover what motivates us in different situations. The purpose of the second day is to understand our relationship that we have with Christ and to generate a desire for a deeper relationship with him. The focus of the third day is for the person to have an encounter with other Curcioistas. We also learn how to influence our environments and bring Christ into our societies through living a life in grace. Participants realize the benefits of sharing in small groups and experiences in small groups, similar to what we're doing here this weekend in our small group discussions. And we enforce the need for group reunions after their weekend. We share our piety, our study in action, or our holiness, our formation, and our evangelization. This sharing, this ongoing weekly get-together, is our fourth day, what we call our fourth day, the rest of our lives. So it's not a one-time-only thing. It's something that stays with us. Our mission as an apostolic movement, Christianity in Action, is to proclaim the good news of the Gospels, that God in Jesus Christ loves us, and to sincerely and authentically communicate that message of love to our society and to those we meet in our environments. Our goal is to enable the participants to have this knowledge and conviction to live and to share with others the fundamental idea of being a Christian, that is, to love God and neighbor. We want to create small groups of Christians who instill Christian criteria into their environment and societies in which they live and work, giving society a Christian backbone. The purpose of the Curcio movement, then, is twofold. First, to provide a foundation so that after living the weekend, those attending might understand what is fundamental to being a Christian as experienced through the encounters with self, Christ, and others. And second, to instill the love of God in our neighbors and in our society. Our hope is that after the weekend, we will be able to speak to the world about Christ while strengthening within ourselves the experiences of those three encounters through our regular group reunion sessions. The transformation of our societies and our environments can be realized when there are people who bring the good news of the Gospels to their environment. Our slogan is often stated this way: make a friend, be a friend, bring that friend to Christ. Thank you for your attention this morning, and we do have a table down that hallway and to the left. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much. A friendship ministry.